Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
We are reading this morning from the NIV version, 1 Chronicles 16. And it says, the Lord says, they brought the ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. After David had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each Israelite man and woman. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to extol, thank, and praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and next to him in rank were Zechariah, Benjaziel, Shemarimoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. They were to play the lyres and harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and Benaiah and Jahaziel, the priests, were to blow the trumpets regularly before the ark of the covenant of God.
Oh, your money.
That day, David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, that he has chosen you, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are all in earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as his decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit.
When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that's in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for the joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise to be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen, and praise to the Lord.
David left Asaph and his associates before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister there regularly, according to each day's requirements. He also left Obed-Edom and his 68 associates to minister with them. Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, and also Hosa were gatekeepers. David left Zodak, the priest, and his fellow priests before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place in Gibeon, to present burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly, morning and evening, in accordance with everything written in the law of the Lord, which he had given Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest of those chosen and designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Heman and Jeduthun were responsible for the sounding of the trumpets and cymbals, and for playing of the other instruments for sacred song. The sons of Jeduthun were stationed at the gate. Then all the people left, each for their own home, and David returned home to bless his family.
The word of the Lord. Gloria a Dios. To God be the glory. 1 Chronicles 16 is a wonderful model of giving thanks. The history shared in 1 and 2 Chronicles was written about 450 years before Jesus and about 500 years after King David's reign. It was written for the Jews who were coming back from captivity from Babylon, back to Jerusalem, and the city was absolutely in shambles. They entered a new status quo, a brand new scenario that was totally different for them and that they probably were not happy about. And this soap might be a very small taste of what they experience. It's not what you're used to. We are Zooming from a different country. We had problems logging in. You had to wait and try to be patient. And we're asking ourselves, will the Wi-Fi last during this soap? Will the roosters crowing and the cars and the motorcycles distract us? And will our host mother, Mama Nina, come out and offer all of you coffee and everybody say buenos dias? Because that's just how life is. It's very different here in the DR. And this soap might not be what we're used to, just like it was for the Jews returning from captivity to Jerusalem, when their nation and temple was not how it used to be. It was nothing like it was under King David and Solomon. And they even had a Persian governor, no Jewish king. Would they ever return to the way things were? Would life ever be great again? The Jews that returned needed an encouraging word and a reminder of the faithfulness of God. What he did before, he'll do it again. Does anyone here this morning need an encouraging word from God? Is your future unknown? Are things a little chaotic or not as you expected or different? Well, we know that this chapter is going to encourage you today. And John MacArthur shares in a sermon, no matter how bleak it looked, this is to remind the Israelites of God's faithfulness in the past, because it is God's faithfulness in the past that is the foundation and the basis for our trust in his faithfulness for the future. Oops. And so very likely Ezra wrote this sweeping history to remind people of what God had done in the past and to restore their faith that God would fulfill his promise. Side note, there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible. Gloria a Dios, to God be the glory. His promise regarding worship, regarding salvation, and their God would bring the great Davidic king, the Messiah, our Jesus, in the future. The highlight of this history written in 1st and 2nd Chronicles in this chapter, 1st Chronicles 16, once again, is the highlight of both books of Chronicles. How blessed are we to get a glimpse of a super amazing, blessed moment for the Jews when the Ark of the Covenant was being returned to Jerusalem and being placed in the tent, the tabernacle that David pitched. They wanted the presence, care, and power of God back in their midst, and a celebration erupts. Who here would like the care, the power, and the presence of God in their midst today? And if so, let's celebrate along with the Jews. This celebration that the Jews had was incredibly complete with boisterous music, shouts of praise of worship, and rich food for everyone that King David provided. I imagine that the joy of this celebration was tangible. As Jen Rauscher shared with me during the mission trip, she said, this passage speaks to us to give thanks, to proclaim his name, and to marvel at the wonders he has performed throughout history. And we are provided with a model on just how to do that, how to give thanks, how to worship, how to praise his name. We're going to focus on verses 8 through 12 because there we are given 10 commandments on how to give thanks. And a lot of these might sound familiar because they're written in many of the Psalms. So in verses 8 through 12, the commandments that we are given on how to give thanks, how to praise his name, how to worship, are this: give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations, like the Dominican Republic, what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of his wondrous acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. So there are 10 imperative verbs here. Give praise, proclaim, make known, sing, tell, glory, rejoice, look, seek, and remember. Remember. That's the prescription for us today on how to celebrate the Lord's faithfulness, be reminded of it, so that we have the confidence to step into the future, knowing that he's done it before, he'll do it again. He's a faithful God. And on this mission trip, we are obeying the commandments to proclaim his name among the Dominican people. For me, it is an awesome experience to witness volunteers in this group from ages 14 to 72 sharing who Jesus is and how he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords through a simple skit, a very simple skit. It doesn't take a genius to share the Lord, a simple skit that the Lord has used powerfully to anoint everyone that we shared with. And it's just been beautiful. Gloria a Dios, to God be the glory. Here in the Dominican Republic, they are constantly saying, Gloria a Dios, giving God the glory. And we want to do that this morning. So the Dominicans are excellent in living out verse 10, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. As Gloria a Dios is heard from the lips of the people here and the joy they experience and express despite extreme poverty, heartbreaking, and seemingly impossible living conditions for many of the people, especially up in the mountain. We just built a home 2 days ago for a family up in the mountain that if you saw the living conditions, it's heartbreaking. But there they are dancing merengue, praising the Lord, and so incredibly grateful. They are role models to us on how to live out 1 Chronicles 16 and worship and praise God, no matter what our circumstances are. Remember, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it is not dependent upon our circumstances. It is a gift from God that all we have to do is receive, no matter what our circumstances are. And the Dominicans are teaching us, los Americanos, on a deep level, that truth of the Lord. So here in the DR, it's easy to tell of the Lord's wonderful acts as we remember some of the things he's done through this mission and through all of your prayers and your support. So it's easy to say, hey, Fusion and other churches in this mission, we have built 173 houses for families living in shacks. Oh, Gloria a Dios, to God be the glory. How the Lord has truly, miraculously built a community center, a school here, providing hundreds of students to learn English. And we have actually scholarship Fusion, many of the youth here that are now graduating as doctors, accountants, engineers, teachers, and journalists. Gloria a Dios, to God be the glory. One of my favorite reminders of God's miraculous powers and presence, the same miraculous power and presence that was with the Jews when they came back to Jerusalem and they were listening to the words of 1 Chronicles 16, and it was experienced during the time of King David, and we're still experiencing it today. But one of my favorite reminders is when we were building the community center, and I was showing the pastor with whom we worship here the construction, and I told him, I said, back here, we want to put a basketball court. And he said, oh, Anna, I've been praying for a basketball court. I want to do basketball ministry with the youth, get them off the streets, play basketball, and do a Bible study. And when he said that, I was like, the first thing I'm gonna do when I go home is find a donor, sell some Larimar, do some fundraising, but I will get that done. And the Lord humbled me because he said, Anna, that's not your job, that's my job. I wanna get the glory, not you. And when I got home, the first morning I was home, had done nothing, was exhausted from the trip, I got a text from a friend of mine that said, Ann, I'm being asked to do something with sports ministry in Los Cocos. What do you need? And I said, we need a basketball court. And that person provided the funding for the basketball court. Gloria a Dios. And if that's not enough, the very first year of the mission, we worshiped in a church that wasn't finished being built. And they only had the first floor, and they needed $20,000 to finish the second floor. And I thought, that's nothing for me to do. I'm going to go home, talk to my church. I'm all pumped up. I go back to my church at the time. I said, hey, they need $17,000 to finish this church. That's all they need. And we had a year to raise it. Well, at the end of the year, we had only raised $3,000. And I was really embarrassed to go back to the Dominican Republic with only $3,000 when I said I was going to bring 20. The day before we left, I got a phone call from a guy at my church. He said, Ann, can you meet me at the parking lot? I want to give you something for your trip. I said, sure. He gave me $17,000. This, Gloria a Dios, to God be the glory. This guy, I didn't even know that well. It was from a source that I couldn't even begin to take credit. So that's why we always have to give God the glory. Gloria a Dios. But even more important than all of these physical provisions, the spiritual provisions that come from the presence and the power of God. have been life-changing for the Dominicans that have received Jesus as their Savior and for the Fusion volunteers to get out of their comfort zones, to depend on the Lord, and to see them work in their own lives. Gloria a Dios, to God be the glory. And during this trip, the Lord has used powerfully in my life an elderly woman named Lucinda, who has been bedridden for the last several years in a dark, very poor bedroom and an uncomfortable mattress. And she, for me, lives out verse 11, which says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Doesn't matter your circumstances. And every time I leave Los Cocos, I assume it will be the last time I see her. She is so frail, skinny, and usually in constant pain. She lives behind the house where we meet in a home one step above a shack. And we visited her on Sunday after church to sing songs with her and to pray with her. And later that night, while she's in bed, we're here at the house playing a game, having the time of our lives, laughing hysterically, shouting, screaming. And apparently, Lucinda was listening from her bed. Remember, she can't walk. She's in a wheelchair. She's bedridden. And this is what she said the next day, which actually brought tears to my eyes. She said that because of our joy and laughter, it blessed her so much and carried her through the night. And she thanked God for that time, that good time we were having, despite her awful circumstance and how that ministered to her. And she recalled how good God was despite her pretty traumatic life of growing up in poverty and basically no parents. Wow, her saying that ministered to me and humbled me. What a life of worship and focus on God. So she lives out, and she sums up verse 29. Ascribe to the Lord the joy and the glory. Do his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. That is true worship. So I'm so excited that I was able to share Jen Rauscher's words and to let you know that God is calling her to step up and be another leader here in the Fusion. And she'll actually, si Dios quiere, if God wills it, be leading a trip in March. Gloria a Dios. So I've asked her to close us in prayer, but to first share what God spoke to her in 1 Chronicles 16.
All right. Good morning, Fusion. I know. Okay, let me get my... Ann shared this verse with me a couple days ago, and it's one that for years I had already loved and had a passion for, so I began to write what it meant to me and how it has affected me in my life. There have been moments where I felt lost and overwhelmed by the trials that I faced. And in those times, the Lord, in prayer, I often turn to the Lord in prayer, seeking his guidance and comfort. Just as David appointed the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Covenant, I felt a deep need to create a space for God in my heart, a sanctuary where I could worship and find peace. One particular instance that stand out for me on my first mission trip here, I had so much uncertainty with my physical ability, and I found myself filled with doubt and anxiety. And I'm reminded to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And inspired by this, I filled the remainder of my days with gratitude, reflecting on countless blessings that I'd received here in the Dominican Republic. And I began to write down each blessing in a journal, no matter how small it was. And I soon realized that God was working in ways that I couldn't imagine. I poured my heart into this mission and I felt an overwhelming sense of joy and hope wash over me. And the heaviness that I had had to begin with began to lift, and it was replaced by assurance that God was indeed with me, guiding me with every step, renewing my spirit, and filling me with joy. And this passage encouraged me to seek the Lord and his strength, to remember the miracles he performed, and to share his deeds among the nations. In doing so, it not only strengthened my faith, but also inspires others to trust in his goodness. And I've witnessed the ripple effect of this as I share my story of hope and gratitude. I hope it ignites a spark in others to reflect on their own blessings and to lean on God in their challenges in their personal lives. In all of this, I've learned that worship is not just a moment, it's a lifestyle. It's about recognizing God's hand in our lives, celebrating his faithfulness, and proclaiming his name in every circumstance, the good and the bad. I'm grateful for the reminder that through worship and thanksgiving, we can encounter God in profound and transformative ways. As we continue to seek him, may we always remember to rejoice, give thanks, and tell of his wonderful deeds, just as David did in First Chronicles today. I'm going to close us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to close our time together. We lift our hearts in joyous gratitude for wisdom found in 1 Chronicles 16. We celebrate the truth that you are always faithful, and we honor you with our praise and worship. Your steadfast love and mighty deeds inspire us to seek your presence and to share your light with the world. Lord, we ask for your divine protection over our mission members in the Dominican Republic. Surround them and keep them safe as they share the message of hope and love, knowing that they are vessels of your grace. Let their efforts be fruitful. May they experience the joy of seeing lives transformed by your love. As we close this morning, remind us to carry the spirit of worship and gratitude into our daily lives. Help us to continually declare your greatness and to rejoice in the blessings you bestow upon us. May we be beacons of light in your communities and beyond, reflecting the joy and hope found in you. In el nombre de Jesus, amen, amen. Thank you, everybody.
Muchas gracias, everyone. Thanks for being flexible today and allowing us to come to you live from the Dominican Republic. We love you and wish you a blessed day. Adios.
Adios.